was wet outside. Real wet. The kind of wet that you feel squishing in your souls. I planted myself in front of my rusty radiator. It was warm. Reminded me of her. Rough exterior. Hot and steamy. I slumped down with my two buddies. A heart-shaped box of half-eaten chocolates beside me. For 23 years, I've been a private dick. I mostly go unnoticed. But it's February. Knock, knock at the door. I looked up. Silhouette looked dumpy. Landlord. Looking for rent again. I stayed quiet. Just another month, I guess. Time passed. Another knock at the door. Guess he's more persistent this month. Silhouette looked different this time. I get up. It's her. She'd been gone for just about a year. Like an old German composer, she was Bach again. She loves that joke. I opened the door. She had legs that went all the way down to the floor and lips the kind of pink you want to gnaw on for hours. "Hey, Stiff," she moaned. "Kitty," I heard myself croak. I'd give her the skin off my grapes. They looked at me. "Don't worry, boys." I noticed she was holding something in one hand and a wad of cash in the other. "What's with the dough? You in trouble?" I asked. "No," she said. "This came from our friends, you know. Adam and Eve. Pretty much anything I want, I get 50% off," she divulged. I eyed her curious. "That's it?" I questioned. She moved in closer, her scent enveloping. "That's not it," she purred. She opened her bag. It was lousy with items. "You running box jobs again?" I accused. "No, it's free," she declared. "It's just something for you, something for me, something for us." "What are you trying to pull?" I quizzed. "You," she exhaled. "You must think I'm a rube," I lobbed. "Only if you don't G-L-O-R-Y at checkout," she countered. "Well, you're about as romantic as a pair of handcuffs," I alleged. "Adam and Eve has those too," she noted. I with a raised eyebrow. "Listen, hardwood," she rebuked. "I'm the looker and you're the bean shooter, and I'm yearning for some lead poisoning." I had to catch my breath. She looked me up and down. I don't know if she was looking at my two bits, haircut, or the pants around my ankles. "How about a flick?" she asked as she piloted me over to the boob tube. "I've got six of them free from Adam and Eve." I grunt in agreement. "You're just like other men, only more so," she commended. The sound of the rain washed against the windows. It was still wet outside, and it wasn't any drier in here. "Well, that's where it fades to black, looky-loos. It's time for you to take code Glory and go. Don't forget that free shipping."